as I finish setting up here, I have a timer, I have my Bible, and we all get ready to start. I have planned on using slides this morning. And first of all, I want to say thank you for those that did come to hear the word of God. It means a lot to me. It is very humbling. It's a very humbling honor to me to have you in the audience. And even on Zoom, I noticed those that did come. Thank you so much. My prayer is that God may bless you richly today. And as we'll see, we have a great message to talk about today. We'll be talking about renewing our faith. This is part of a series, Renewing Our Lives, Summer 2023. If you are interested in knowing more of these messages, feel free to go to the website at mountainridgebiblechapel.org and just look in the section messages. You will see the rest of the series of the messages, Renewing Our Lives. Particularly this morning, we'll be looking at renewing our faith. So to start off, I had in mind sharing a few of the graphs to understand our world, to understand ourselves. If we can go to the next slide, we'll see our first graph compares the population of the world. There's 8.1 billion people in the planet. So that would be, I know the gauge is very small, but that's the one in green. That's a lot of us, right, in this world? There's a lot of us. And then in the U.S., there's over 330 million people now. I always remember, you know, fast facts. 300 million. No, I got updated now. 331.9 to be specific. By the way, the source of this information is Lifeway Research, lifewayresearch.com. So, and this particular information is from the U.S. Census Bureau. Next slide. Then we come to the USA religious makeup, right? Okay, what do people believe, right? What do people believe? That matters. I can tell you overall, the Christian bracket umbrella is 70%, still in the U.S. Now, out of the 70%, 25.4% are Christian evangelical. 25.4, okay? And we have mainline Protestant is 14.7. Catholic is 20.8%. Nothing in particular. People that do not believe, you know, these are called the unaffiliated, the nuns umbrella. The whole thing is about 23%. But those that says, I believe in nothing in particular, are 15.8. So let's advance the slide. Let's advance that slide. And that's where we are. Okay. Now we come to specific questions. Okay. Do you know that God exists and have no doubt about it? 53% of people on these surveys, and the sources are there, said that they do know that God exists and they have no doubt, no doubt. There are 18% of the people on the survey that did say that they know that God exists, but they have some doubts. Interesting. You know, one of the conclusions that I come to is what people believe makes a difference in how they live their life. Did you hear that statement? It's a short truth statement. What people believe ultimately makes a difference in how they live their lives. And we see in the next slide, and this I'm not picking on church dropout, but it is an alarming rate. And I included it there. It's 66%. This was done, mind you, in 2017. And it was asking people that have not gone to church for at least a year between the ages 18 and 22. Those are just specifics. But the alarming, it's on red. 66% of people have stopped going to church. Now, I'm not saying going to church is the ultimate thing, because God is everywhere. And God can speak to you anywhere, anytime, and he can work through you, I believe, in many ways. But it's an indicator of where our beliefs are. So this is an introduction to, I think we need to renew our faith. Don't you think we need a little faith? I do. So what does the Bible talk about renewing our faith? So the title of my sermon is Renewing Our Faith. And my text will be found in the book of Hebrews, the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Two verses. The letter to the Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Where we read, therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Verse 2. Looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. In this passage, in the letter to the Hebrews, this passage invites us to take three actions in order to run the race of faith. We ask ourselves, what are those actions? It invites us to listen to the witnesses of faith. It invites us to look to the founder of our faith. And it invites us to learn from the finisher of our faith. To listen, to look, and to learn. I work hard on creating this alliteration, so I hope that you remember it, because it really is the gist of the passage we just have. And I'll prove it to you, and hopefully you can see what I saw. So we are talking about faith. Faith, it's very important. Faith is not just a religious word that those of mellow hearts tend to talk about, or those that are calm in spirit use in their lingo, in their vocabulary. Faith is essential. Faith is the only approach to God. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 says that without faith, it's impossible to please God. All of a sudden, faith is the key. Why is faith is impossible to please God without faith? For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists, must believe that he is, and that he rewards those who diligently seek him. By faith, says verse 2 in chapter 11, we understand that the worlds were made by the word of God. Remember, this alludes to the creation of the world. When God said, let there be light, and there was light, and so forth, everything we see and perceive was created by faith. And we understand it, and we believe it, so it says there. So faith is important. Faith is the link that binds our nothingness to almightiness. We understand. We don't have to tell each other that we're not the strongest, the mightiest, the wisest. But through faith, we are connected to the almightiness of God. Faith is, it's when we do that, is our invitation to let God work in our lives and use us on his own terms. To have faith is to allow God and see what he can do with you and through you and even in spite of you. Faith is human weakness laying hold on divine strength. But do we have a definition of faith? We do. In the Bible, in the book of Hebrews again, going back to chapter 11, verse 1, we have a definition. It says, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the convictions of things not seen. What a definition. What a definition. What a definition. So we can conclude that faith sees the invisible, believes the incredible, and receives the impossible. Oh, we went deep into the waters already. David, I didn't know you were going to use such a big terms and make me think so much. I just want you to see that this is very important. Faith is the tool by which we appropriate salvation in Jesus. He is the object, and in faith we come to him. But how, okay, so faith, let's go to the next slide. We have a verse in the Bible, it's found in Habakkuk, okay, I hope I pronounced it right, chapter 2, verse 4, where we find this statement: the just, or the righteous, shall live by faith. Ah, all of a sudden the word faith has connotations to us, right? It has meaning to us. And we find that God has said that the righteous person shall live by faith. We find the same verse repeated three times in the New Testament. And I connected them all in there in the graph. The first one there is, who is the righteous? I know it's very tiny. I'm sorry. That was the best I could do with packing that information there. But I'll tell you what it says. The first bracket says, who is the righteous? That's when the book of Romans comes in. The book of Romans is going to unfold to you who can be called righteous before God. Who can be called just, to have peace with God. And Romans 3:22 says, he who believes in Jesus, in essence. How shall a righteous person live? That's where Galatians comes in, the middle bracket there. How shall we live? Not by works of the law or merit of our own, but by faith. And how is faith displayed? In love. In love. All these Christian terms are coming out right now. Well, that's because that's what makes Christianity. Love is the outpouring of faith in God. And that's how a righteous person lives. And finally, what is faith? That's when the book of Hebrews comes in. That's when the book of Hebrews comes in. And we are learning about how to renew our faith. First, it says,